Hey everybody, thanks for joining today. And we're going to just be continuing on this topic of simple faith and also just kind of hitting different points of areas that maybe you feel like you're discouraged in, or maybe you feel like you just are not as close to God as you want to be, or you're just feeling like really far away from God and you cannot figure out why. Like, why am I feeling so far away from God when nothing really in my life has changed? I almost feel like that was a prophetic word for somebody. And I just want to go back to Psalm 131 today. And I'm going to read it again. I read it the last podcast and the last video. I'm doing both podcast and video. So if you want to get the audio, you can just go to Love Talks. And if you're listening to the audio, you want to go to video, you can go to Love TV at riversofloveministry.com. But I'm going to read this to you. It's so good. Today we're going to hit a different part of it, though. It says, "My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content." Last week, we talked about discontentment and how it can just completely infect your life and create a downward spiral of not feeling like anything is going right. It steals your joy or thunder. It steals the ability to just want to get out of bed. I don't know. Don't know about you, but for me, when discontentment hits me hard, I lose my creativity. I lose my ability to be present, and it almost makes me want to be obsessive in a way to try to find or make a way for something to happen. And I don't know if this has happened in your life, but do you ever wake up and you know you want your purpose, or you even know what your purpose is? Let's say you have a prophetic word, or you don't know what a prophetic word is, but let's say you know what your purpose is, but maybe it's just not the right time in your life to pursue that purpose, and you've tried, you're on your own, and you have tried. Let's say you're wanting to do music, and you keep putting out your music, and you've sent it to producers, and you've sent it to people, and you've wanted to collaborate, and nothing is happening. But you know that's your destiny, you know that's your purpose. Well, a lot of times we will have the desires in our heart, but it is only God who opens the door for us. And it's only God who gives us the favor and the ability and the strength to go ahead and do the things that he's asked us to do. And there's a timing for everything. Whatever it is in your life, whatever your purpose is, there's been a time appointed for your purpose and for the things that you're called to do. I'm talking about doing purpose and doing. Your doing purpose, something you physically are doing. Maybe that timing isn't right. Maybe the people that you're called to influence or be around aren't ready for the things that you're already carrying in your heart. That doesn't mean it's invalid. It just means that you have to wait patiently. And one of the things that it says in Psalm 131 is, "I have calmed and quieted myself." Have calmed and quieted myself. That is one of the most powerful tools that you can have. You know, in outside of Christian culture, people call it, you know, they meditate and they chant, or they do all these different things, like in the New Age community, of all different ways of calming and quieting yourself. But we get to calm and quiet ourselves in the Lord. What does that mean? When the storm is circling around you, you have to take a moment. I don't mean just like take a moment and take authority, shut up mind in Jesus' name and start rebuking things. And that is That is such a workspace mindset. If you're having a hard time and you're rebuking this demon or you're rebuking that and blah, 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 and, you know, what does that look like when I'm like, oh, I rebuke this and I rebuke, and everything's already crazy and you're like, well, look at me. Yeah, yeah, blah, blah. And maybe I'm just doing it internally. Like, that is like already chaotic. That's just chaos. That's just chaos on top of chaos. And that is the place where I feel like so many people, like the Israelites, just continuously are wandering in the desert. And I am putting myself in that category. And I've been asking and seeing the Lord to take me out of the wilderness. And he's showing me, just calm and quiet yourself. Just be present. And this has been repeated so much, but it's not about what you do, it's who you are. God comes and finds you. You don't go and find him. That's the beauty of the Lord, is he comes and he finds you. And that really goes for your purpose and your destiny too. You can't go make the things happen that God has called you to do. You can try, and you actually can build things and put your name on it and go ahead of the timing of the Lord and go ahead of the healing of the Lord. That the Lord needs to heal our souls before we can even like help other people sometimes. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but I'm saying if you're called to help, you know, deliver people of trauma, have you been healed of trauma? Like, God will use us in our brokenness, but he wants us to become healthy. And I really want to emphasize that we have to stop looking at what we're doing. And so we're just doing, we're rebuking, we're praying. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to dance. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to go to meeting after meeting after meeting and conference after conference. And I'm going to listen to 1,000 sermons. And they're all talking about the same thing, talking about rest. But am I resting in the middle of any of it? Well, my answer was no. No, I wasn't. And, you know, I couldn't understand why can I not, you know, get peace fully. Like, I had peace. I had more peace than I ever had had. But I had another anxiety breakdown recently. Why? Why would I have that if I'm walking in the peace and healing of the Lord? If I truly calmed and quieted myself and I'm truly like a weaned child with his mother and I'm content, why did I have an anxiety breakdown? Why did my whole internal world shatter? Because I wasn't living simply. I was living in all of these things that had been put on me. All of these mindsets, all of this teaching, all of these things that I had been around that said, you know, if you have a destiny, you've got to work towards it. You got to work. You got to pray. You got to believe. You got to do this and that. That's not God's heart. God is like, let me just blow you like a leaf. I talked about this in the last video. Sit on the ground like a leaf. And when it's time to do something, I will pick you up and I will blow you. And then you'll land again and you'll sit some more. And maybe I won't blow you for like 10 years. Maybe you'll just sit there. But you'll be content because you will be enjoying the things around you. You don't understand sometimes. I say you, I'm talking about me. I don't understand sometimes how much being in my own head takes away from my ability to be present. And I had another opportunity to be alone for 2 weeks and suffer and endure and embrace it and be content in it and radically accept that that's where I'm at and quiet myself and live. And in the midst of that, craziest thing, in the midst of all of that, God called me up and wanted to blow me. And I was like, I don't feel like being blown right now, God. You know, it's always when you don't feel like you want to, or it's the right time. That's generally when you'll get the phone call from God. So if you're like super passionate about something right now, and you're like, oh, I want to do this. And oh, I just am believing it. Listen, put it on the shelf, believe God for it, and tell him, hey, when the timing is right, you're going to bring it to me, and then we're going to, we'll run with, I'll run with you, Jesus. I'll run with you. But have you calmed and quieted yourself? Simple faith is being calm and quiet and putting everything on a shelf that God has said, like having a bookshelf of all of his promises, and having a shelf where you're like, wow, and I'm believing you for this, 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 and this. And it all just sits there. And it sits there in your heart, little heart bookshelf, like Mary. And you just, and from time to time, you ponder it and you think, God, you're so good. Thank you. Whether it, and I don't have any expectations of what it looks like anymore, God, I don't. But I know that whatever it is, I'm gonna soak it up, and I'm gonna use it, and I'm gonna learn from it, and I'm gonna enjoy my life, and I'm going to simplify my life. How can God strip your life away? How can he strip the things away in your life, I'm sorry, that are just not serving you? Just pray, ask him, say, Lord, I don't want to be deceived anymore. That's what deception is. Deception is called deception for a reason. It's because you don't know you're being deceived. And when you've been told you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and don't take medication because God is the healer, and don't do this because that shows you don't have faith, and don't do this or do this. If people are saying don't do this or do this or don't do this, and I'm not talking about sinning, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about when it comes to your faith. If people are telling you you don't have enough faith, you need to just tell them, hey, I thank you so much for loving me, but I'm going to just quietly and simply be where I'm at. If I cry every day because I'm suffering, I'm crying with Jesus. And I am close to him in my suffering. But I'm also going to open my heart up to having joy and knowing that nothing can be stolen from me, because God is in control of my life. He is not surprised when things go wrong. He knew it. He knew everything about my life from the beginning, before I was even born, and he knows everything until the end. He knows everything until my very last breath, whenever he decided. That my last breath is coming, I can't do anything about that. I can't do anything about that. So I have to just surrender, and I just have to be quiet, and I have to just, I just trust God. I trust you. Now listen, I'm saying all of this as a, it's a practice. Trusting God is a practice. And it reminds me of when, you know, I dated my husband. I'm going to be honest. Like, you date somebody, you don't really know them, so you don't trust them fully. Takes time and boundaries and all of these things. And so, you know, trusting God isn't something you just jump in and like, woohoo, I trust you. Like, you learn to trust God through your trials and your suffering. He shows himself faithful. He's so kind to do that. So I just wanted to leave that with you today. Are you calm and are you quieting yourself? Let go of trying to make things happen. Stop trying to pray your way into something that God is only in control of. Stop trying to make a prophecy happen. Stop trying to feel like you have to do something. And just receive permission. Just say, Lord, I receive permission today. I receive permission to just live my life. To wake up in the morning and to say, here I am, Lord. Let's do this day, whatever it looks like. And if it's a bad day, Lord, I know you're here with me, but it's not the end. And I know that you're going to use every single piece of this for good. You know, in your suffering, if you are someone that actually lives an entire life of suffering, like from the beginning of your life to the end of your life, how you suffer with Jesus just being with him and just, it's not like beautiful, it's not pretty, but it is a testament. That's like true faith, is just being like, I'm sitting in my suffering with you, Jesus. And you're gonna have, and if you have friends around you that understand, they're gonna just sit in your suffering with you, and they're going to love you. They're not gonna try to fix you, they're just going to be with you. And so I'm praying today that you can just calm and quiet yourself in the Lord, that you can practice stopping yourself from doing things to try to get a result, but that you only do things like read your word, spend time with God, worship, go to a meeting or go to an event or whatever you're doing, because you feel the unction, because you want, just because you just want to spend time with God. You can do it in your bedroom. That's the thing. I mean, you can save a whole lot of time by just hanging out in your bedroom with God. It says, close the doors, pray to your heavenly Father, for he knows, you know, he hears your prayers. You don't need to be prancing around to have more of the Lord, but it is great to be in the congregation and assembly of people. So there's that. But I'm just saying, you don't have to do anything to receive the gifts that God's already given you, but you have to remember that he is sovereign. And on the next episode, I am going to get into the mystery of God, because that is something that I feel like everybody feels like they have God figured out. We don't have God figured out at all. And that is where it's like, I'm not pride or haughty. We need to check our hearts. Do we think that we have something figured out? Do we have a formula for something in our lives where we feel like, you know, maybe we did it once and got on accident, God, you know, moved through our lives, and now it's like, that's how I live my life, because that's how God's going to move, or that's how he's going to heal. I don't know. But these are all things that God is just deconstructing in me. I'm not trying to be a teacher. I'm not trying to be a theologian. I'm just literally sharing all of this from place of testimony. Like, what I'm saying to you is testimony of my life, of what God is doing in me and unwinding me from. So I pray that it helps you. If it does, you can email me at love.relentlessly@gmail.com, or put a comment in the below, or, you know, or don't. It's fine. Say a prayer for me, whatever you want to do. But have a wonderful day and shine brightly.